like to welcome Stuart. Stuart is one of the regulars at our Tuesday coffee morning at the Mountains. And he's going to, I think, Riviera Light after here.
I'll do five today.
So we'll start sharp. Today's the 16th. On the 14th, it was Brian's birthday.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
The big eight hole. Yeah. Eddie.
What are you eight then?
We didn't make you a cake.
Right, so
I didn't have 80 candles. The fire brigade left to be sent for.
They just burnt the toast. The machines just stuck in there and the toast all burnt. It all went up in flames. It would be panic.
Right, well, the first one on your sheet, come let us sing of a wonderful love, tender and true.
Come, let us sing of the wonderful love, tender and true. Out of the heart of the Father above, streaming to me and to you. Joyfully came with the helpless and hopeless to dwell, sharing their sorrow and shame, seeking the lost, saving, redeeming at measureless. Jesus is seeking the wanderers, yet why do they roam? Love only waits to forgive and forget, all weary wanderers home. To my heart, O thou wonderful love, come and abide, lifting my life till it rises above envy and falsehood and pride, seeking to be
that this morning the hymns, songs, call them what you may, are all older ones. The last 2 weeks we've had a lot of new ones. Some of you knew and some didn't. Can I also tell you that Rita is not here because she has company at her home today, or the weekend, I think. So that's why she's not here. Richard is finishing his work in summer, and he'll be back by the end of the month. And I don't know, with Ollie, I still don't know what's happening, whether she is going elsewhere. It seems that when we meet here, her car is still at home. But I know she's very worried about the air.
Yes. Part of the wear. Not necessarily all the time, but
She was very worried about the COVID thing. So we thought that, you know, it might spread more quickly in the pub. In actual fact, it's been spreading more apart than here in the pub, but never mind. So there we are, but we'll keep in touch with her anyway. Now we come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. God, our Father, we come to praise you. We come to acknowledge that you are the one true and only God, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the way that you are working in this world. And we just want to acknowledge that you are wonderful, that you are loving, you are merciful, you are forgiving. And we want you to have the glory and the praise for all that you do. May our worship this morning be sincere, and may we draw closer and closer to you as we join together here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now we've got the reading, Brian. You can follow it in your service sheet if you wish. Thank you, Brian.
Right, Acts 1, verses 12 to 14. Matthias chosen to replace Judas. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Amen.
Thank you. There are two choruses now. We're going to sing each one twice. The first one is, "For I'm building a people of power, and I'm making a people of grace."
People of power, and I'm making a people of praise that will move through this land by my Spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord, make us strong, Lord, join our hearts, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body, in the kingdom of your Son. For I'm building a people of power, and I'm making a people of praise that will move through this land by my Spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord, make us strong, Lord, join our hearts, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body in the kingdom of your Son.
He is Lord, he is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord.
From the dead and his Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord, he is Lord. He is risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Now let us come to the Lord. In prayer again, let us come in believing. Let us pray. O God, our Father, we come to you in prayer this morning, and we first want to thank you for the way that you answer our prayer. You are indeed a wonderful God. And as we come in prayer this morning, we want to claim the promises that you have given to us in your word. Lord, we know that you will never desert us, but you will always be there for us. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. We ask you to help us to be good disciples. Lord, we pray for the world that you created. We pray for the leaders and all those in authority in all the nations that make up this world. Lord, give to them the desire to work together in peace, to be united in following the way that you have planned. Lord, we thank you that you give to us your peace, a peace that passeth all understanding, a peace that is like nothing else that we could receive. We want that peace, Lord, to be spread throughout your world. Lord, we pray for an end to troubles, to terrorism, to war, an end to all those things that spoil your world. And Lord, at this present time, as we're still suffering from this virus, we pray, Lord, that we might all be sensible and accept the reservations and restrictions that we have been given. Lord, help us to be sensible. Help us to be thoughtful. Help us, Lord, not to put other people in the danger of the virus just because of what we might do or not do. Lord, we pray for our own country, pray for our Queen, Pray for all those in authority, in the House of Commons, in the House of Lords, in local and county councils. Lord, give to them all your wisdom. Guide them, help them, give them your wisdom. Lord, we all need your wisdom. And if we're going to make the world all that you want it to be, then Lord, we need to follow your teaching. We need to follow your guidance. We thank you, Lord, for all the people that are helping people in need. Lord, we think of our NHS. We think of hospitals. We think of clinics. We think of doctors and surgery. We think, Lord, of the fire service, the ambulance service. Lord, there are so many people out there protecting us and keeping us from harm. We thank you for our police service. And we pray, Lord, that we might give our support to all those people who are helping people in need. And Lord, we want to thank you that there are so many people acting as volunteers in this world. We thank you for all the volunteers that we have in our own country. We thank you for the way that they work, the way that they help people. We thank you for carers. Lord, we pray now especially for those who are sick, for those who are dying, for those who have been recently bereaved. We pray for those living in poverty. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the housebound. Oh Lord, there are so many needs. But we pray for all people who are affected by these things. Lord, we know you're a God of love. We know, Father, that you sent your Son to die on the cross for us. And we know that, as he had promised, he rose from the dead, and he is alive forevermore. And this is our proof of the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life, the gift of a new relationship with you, Lord. We thank you for all of this. And Lord, we ask now that you would accept us, that you would use us, that you would equip us. For Lord, we know that one of your great desires is to reach the lost so that they may know of your love also. So Lord, bring our prayers in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
And now let us say the family prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Next song. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of the truth that thou hast for me.
place in my hands the wonderful key that shall cross and set me free.
Together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In Acts chapter 1, we see the faith of the first Christians. I want to share four things with you about this. One, they believed in the risen Lord Jesus. They'd met with him. They believed in him. They accepted that he was the Lord, the one that many people have been looking for, the Messiah. Many hadn't realized that Jesus was the one. But they knew. They saw him. They heard his teaching, they walked with him, and they met with him. Met around the cross while he was suffering. They saw that he died, and then, 3 days later, he appears to them. And the time in the upper room must have been a very special time. They believed in the risen Lord Jesus, yes. They also believed in each other. And this was quite a group. Different minds, different thoughts. We know from the disciples, don't we, that some of them had very different views from each other. But they believed in each other. Number three, they believed in prayer. Prayer was important to them. It says they met together constantly in prayer. And number four, they believed in God's name. Yeah. They were willing to accept all that God would do as he led them in their new service for him. Disciples, apostles, they all had a special duty to perform. When you think of the women that were there with the disciples, they had their special work to do also. But it was essential, wasn't it, that they should believe in the leading of God. If they'd sought to go their own way, well, there wouldn't be any unity, would there? They accepted God's leading. So what was the secret? Why did they suddenly change and have this strong faith? Why did they suddenly believe that the Jesus that they had questioned at times was the Lord? Well, I think it's easy, isn't it? Their secret was the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had already told them that the Father would send the Spirit. And we know from early in Acts that the Spirit came upon them, equipped, empowered, and worked through them. And as they gather together in the upper room, we see all the proof of their prayerfulness. They didn't stop praying. We also see that they were willing to follow David. Now, you remember, but in Psalm 51, where after he had sinned grossly, he was willing to come to God with a broken and contrite heart. And as the disciples came in that upper room, they were willing to come to share their past with the Lord and receive his forgiveness. They also recognized the work and power of the Spirit, and so they sought to know personally the filling of the Spirit. It wasn't just to have the Spirit once. No, they knew the importance of having regular filling of the Holy Spirit. There was also an openness among them. Together they walked in a spirit of true fellowship with each other and with their Lord. There was also a oneness about them. I ask you to notice that there was no division. They sought to be a team, respecting each other and their views. That was a change from some of the things we see earlier in the life of the disciples. Yes, they were willing to be a team, to respect each other and their view. Their love for God and their love for each other, I think, reveals the love that came from Calvary. That was the great love, wasn't it? Jesus dying on that cross, taking on his body our sin. Oh, That's not life, but what do you think? And this love would be an attempt to strive for perfect love. You see the love of God on the cross of Calvary. And now they are going to strive to attain that love. And this would be a love that would come and cast out any fear, any doubts, and they would be equipped and empowered in their discipleship. So much came from that upper room. They were equipped because the Spirit was there. The Spirit was working in and through them in a way that they'd not known or recognized before. So, we look at these disciples, look at the ladies, we can see from all of this what God wants from us, what God wants from you and from me. First, God wants in us a strong faith. Time of doubting is gone. We need to have a strong faith if we are going to be his disciples today. We also need to be like the disciples, a people of believing prayer. There's no good just praying and then going away and thinking, well, I wonder whether God will answer. We need to be a people of believing prayer. We also need to remember that God answers our prayers in accordance with his will, not ours. We need to accept God's leadership. And that means his leadership, not ours. Now it's easy for some of us in the church to think, oh right, this is what we've got to do. That's no good. It's got to come from God. You've got to accept his leadership. We've also got to work for unity. Unity within the church is important. And you know, as I look around, as you see churches that are having trouble, churches where there is division, it's sad. It should make us weep. It should make us cry, surely. We need to work for unity. We need to end all division. God wants us to work together, to have true fellowship. And he also wants us to love everybody. Love the people that have hurt us. Love all people. And I've written here, he wants us to love all people, yes. Especially the lost. The Lord is crying out for the lost. And his disciples, that's you and I today, need to reach out to those who do not know or don't accept Jesus with the message of salvation. Not easy, any of these things. But let me finish by just saying this. We need to ask for and accept a daily filling of the Holy Spirit. And then we can overcome all things. Yes, we can. We can overcome all things. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. And to him be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
You may have noticed that I'm having a job to stand for long today. But at least they're doing all they can after the fall at the hospital. And you know, it's amazing the service that we get in the NHS. It's easy to criticize, but they're doing a great job. We're going to conclude now with the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.